From county to county around Hawaii, homelessness looks different, and countering it may also look different. This week, as part of our series to ask what lessons Hawaii can learn from places around the country, we also want to provide Hawaii's mayors a chance to respond. We start with Kauai. In the point in time count this year, Kauai was the only county to post a slight decrease, roughly 40 fewer people counted than last year. Mayor Bernard Carvalho is on the phone with us now. Good morning. Sir, good morning.
Morning.
Oh, good. Glad you're there.
Yeah, I'm here. Aloha. Good morning.
Aloha. Now, homelessness on Kauai, we sort of make the point that it looks obviously different than homelessness on Oahu, but we tend to focus on Oahu. What about Kauai's homelessness would you have us better understand?
Well, you know what? First of all, I mean, we all statewide, right? Everybody has their own homeless issues and concerns and stuff. But for Kauai, although the numbers may seem not too long, too large, like 300, say 340, rounding it off, but if you look at the population of Kauai in relation to the numbers, that's what I shared with my fellow mayors, and so it's really high for Kauai. We have 70,000 population, and the number is around 340, you know, homeless on our island. And so that's the number there. We have sheltered homeless, of course, very small number, and a larger number unsheltered. So knowing that and how we need to address it, I've come up with a plan, to look at how we're going to address that.
Since the point in time count was done, which is in January, although the numbers were just released for the neighbor islands this past summer in June,
Right. What
have you learned about Kauai's homelessness that should factor into how we look at homelessness around the state and particularly for Kauai going forward?
Well, it's truly our concern. It cannot be just government, cannot be just county, state. It's our concern. And for me, I really feel strongly that we got to take this face-to-face, take the emotional side and go with it. So just in generic terms for Kauai, I'm really moving forward and identify the land divisions, our moku system. So I'm looking at 5 land divisions on our island, and within each moku, I've come up with 12 churches. I believe the faith-based community is where we need to be working with and bringing to the table. So we've looked at the moku on our island. We're developing teams of 5 within each moku, where the churches will be the leaders within each moku, and then we work together collectively. Like I said, I've identified 12 pastors throughout the island who will be coming to a charrette. We'll be doing this charrette the later part of this year, which would encompass county, state, our community organizations, our Chamber of Commerce, our Visitors Bureau, Malamapono, landlords, all of them, KO, YWCA, along with the pastors from each of the moku.
Yep.
And I've also gone out and met with and identified key spokespeople from the homeless community. I have 5.
Okay, so that seems to play into something that we heard from Matthew Doherty earlier and the U.S. Interagency Council on Homelessness, that you have to have leaders from within the homeless community, from within the encampments, if there are encampments, or just within the community. All of that said, as you look at Kauai, there's still the issue of affordable housing, not just transitioning people into a place of shelter, but with affordable housing, it's the bedrock of that strategy to end homelessness. How do you gauge Kauai's lack of units that, say, a Section 8 voucher would afford?
Right. So if you're looking at the units part of it, of course we're trying our very best to address units. There's several phases here. I mean, there's people who need attention like today and then tomorrow and in the future. And so that's why it's important for all of us to tell Kauai's story, if you will. So once we pull this charrette together with all the key agencies, knowing that everybody's willing to help and participate, but I have to get into the grassroots first, you know, and then go from there. Whatever units come, we're talking about micro units, we're working with Kauai Community College, who has the construction arm there, who is doing this little transitioning of container type models that we're looking at. We have little micro units for the ones that really need it and qualify, and how we can, if they don't, then why? We're also working with the churches. A lot of our families live in their cars. It is a shelter, considered a shelter. So if you can park your car on a church property and have access to restrooms, we can create hygiene stations where homeless can come to and get themselves clean and receive some services there within each area. then I believe we're beginning the process to really address the overall situation. You have mental health issues, you have violence issues, you have just homeless in general. You have people who choose to be homeless too, you know, and they have the means. So we need to really identify, and then action needs to take place.
So, Mayor, how does this play back into the strategy of Housing First, particularly for the chronically homeless, those who are mentally ill and addicted to substances?
Right, and so that's another one. I'm hoping that's why wanting to assure that our neighbor islands are part of the bigger plan, so when the resources come, that we too reap the benefits of what we can do to support that part of our community. And I'm hoping that with this, I go back to my charrette idea to get this, whatever resources together, which will include all the levels. Then from that point, we really got to get into the action. And I believe with the representation from the community and the grassroots at the table, we will then get the right message, I believe, and information we need to make the tough decisions to move forward.
You mentioned that you're already hearing from some of those grassroots leadership folks who are within the homeless community. What specifically have they told you that you think we really need to hear and perhaps haven't heard before?
Okay, let me give you an example. One of the key leaders in the homeless community wanted to come here and meet in my office. Said, no, I'm coming to you. I want to meet you folks out there and just to listen. So I went with some of our staff people just to sit down and talk a story. And so pretty much what we're saying, you know, some of them just need the basic necessities and they're fine. Some of them can get there, have a shelter at home, temporary housing. Some of them need a home that's short two or three payments or two or three opportunities to get the payment that they need. So it's interesting to hear the different stories, and some of them, you know, they would like just a place to put up their tent. And so we got to figure out what is the best way. Do we want to create tent cities? No, I don't think so. I believe if the churches can adopt a lot of these homeless people, families, and within the churches, and we support some of the churches along with some of the business community, that's the solution. And the ones who need the total housing part of it, then we can work with them as well with the agencies that are going to be at the table.
All right, Mayor, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Okay, aloha, mahalo, and we look forward to some positive results as we address our homeless ohana on our island.
Thanks so much.
Aloha.
Aloha. Mayor Bernard Carvalho is the mayor of Kauai County.